You guys still good? You guys still with us out there? Come on now. So, well, the first question that I asked was, you know, Michael, you're sitting right next to me here at the beautiful Disneyland Resort. You know, tell us about the day so far today here for Anaheim Ducks Day.
You know, we got here round two, so we missed most of the Ducks festivities, but we've been going around the park, hit up California Adventure for the first, and then spent a little time in Disneyland, just going on some of our favorite rides. Nice. It's been great so far.
Nice. And, you know, last year, we actually did our 30th anniversary here. We did two days. You guys were here for that, right? Yes, we were. And now we're back a year later. We know this partnership, obviously, with the Disneyland Resort, you know, to be back. You guys uniquely played under the Disney days, you know, of the Mighty Ducks. And so I'm going to pass the mic along. But just kind of, you know, tell us a little bit about that time, playing for essentially, again, the Disney days when you're the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim.
Yeah, I actually, you know, at my 10-year pro career, they were all 9 out of the 10 that were with the Ducks organization were all under Disney ownership. So I actually got traded by new ownership. But it was great. You know, we felt part of the Disney family. They owned the Angels at the time, too. Yeah, it's nice to be back.
Yeah, it's great. Boss Walter Moan? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in the state now. Sorry about that. But anyway, I came here in 1993, couldn't speak English, from Montreal, so I came here. I have no idea, never left my little town, and I came in Disneyland in a hotel, and the Mighty Ducks, I guess Disney just bought us, and it was the first year, and it was incredible. And to be back here, it's great. I think it's the best place on earth, great fan, and last year was a 30th anniversary. I think they did a phenomenal job, over the top. It was very a good year. And our 40-year team this year will play better and make the playoff. That's what we all hope for.
Well, I just want to start off by saying, I don't know if you people appreciate how nice it is here. I talked to my parents this morning. It's minus 54 in Manitoba, Canada. And if you don't know what minus 54 is, that's not your freezer. It's your freezer times 10, okay? You walk outside and you're... eyes tear and it freezes before it hits your cheeks. So love living in California. I was here in 93 with the expansion year, the first year with the Ducks, first season ever. I came back here about 7 years ago and love living here and love being part of this organization again.
You know, that leads into my next question, you know. Just hockey in Southern California, guys, right? I mean, to go from, from back in 1993 to the first year that the Ducks came around to where you're seeing, you know, Southern California hockey today, right? And so kind of a two-part question is, you know, one, were you expecting, you know, when you were growing up trying to make it to the league, you'd eventually play out here in Southern California. Kind of talk about that. And then kind of, you know, go into how you think hockey has progressed and where we're at now here in 2025 and where the sport is here in Southern California today.
Yeah, you know, I got to say, I was drafted in 95, so it was a very young franchise at the time. And growing up as a kid in Canada, actually not far from Terry in Winnipeg, Manitoba, I had no idea. Manheim, California, you know, I'd followed a lot of the original six teams in the NHL. But I had no idea when the Ducks called my name at the draft, I was a little floored. I had no idea what to expect. And then they brought us out here after the draft and, they showed us around a little bit and it was enough motivation for me to work as hard as I could to make the team.
Yeah, it's incredible that the hockey here, I mean, Gretzky came in and we came in in 88 or 89. They got a good run against Montreal Canadiens in 93. And I tell you what, he changed the hockey world. We came here in 1993 and everybody was talking about the movie, The Mighty Ducks. of Anaheim the first year, everybody didn't ask any ice hockey question. All right, what do you think about the movie? What do you think about the movie? It was just crazy. And, you know, what happened? Phoenix came in play, Florida. You got a lot of teams now where the sun and the beach is. And all thanks to Wing about this. And also the youth program. I remember I coached back in the day in 2007. I coached a program, 18 Triple A in LA Select. And Michael Schumann's dream was we won the prep school here. And I look at him in his office in Newport Beach. I'm at prep school in California. It would never work out. I was totally wrong because now I think they got about 55, 60 high school teams. So it's just phenomenal what hockey did in here in Southern California.
Yeah, and I'll reiterate that with when we first got here, there was only a couple of rinks in the area. We practiced every day the first season at the Arrowhead Pond of Anaheim, it was called. KHS, which is only a mile or so away from there, was one of the other rinks. I don't know of any others. I never saw any others. There were a couple, but now there's rinks everywhere. The Ducks have almost 1,000 kids in their organization, from learn to play up through 16 or 18-year-old. I've been coaching some of these teams, some of the young kids, and there's some serious talent. We traveled all over the country, and we have some talent in this area. They're getting the ice now. They're getting an opportunity. And you're going to see the next star, the next Austin Matthews, who came out of Phoenix, come out of Anaheim here anytime soon because kids are getting the opportunity, and it's thanks to all the support of the parents and everybody else putting these kids in programs, and thanks to the Ducks for building and taking on rinks here in the town.
Yeah, one thing I'll say to that, Terry, yes, I mean, we just built a brand new facility down in Irvine, Gray Park Ice, Five Point Arena. I mean, even with four new sheets on top of Anaheim and Lakewood and all these other different rinks here in Southern California, it's still a battle to get ice time. You have pickup games starting at like midnight. Because, you know, there's just not enough ice time. So it really goes to show the growth of the sport here. So, Jafe, I got to ask you a question. What'd you think of the movie? Huh? No, I'm just kidding. Sure, you got that question a lot throughout the years. Now, you know, let's talk about, again, just to kind of piggyback to what we were saying from all the places you obviously originated from, where you're from, you're now here in California. Right? You're here. Can you just talk through the parts throughout your career, even when you finished playing hockey, that ultimately led you to coming back out here, settling down out here in California?
Well, obviously, climate first and foremost, but like, you know, it goes back to my first time ever coming out here right after the Ducks drafted me, the same reason, right? It's such a beautiful place to live. Year-round climate. You got so much entertainment within an hour. You have Los Angeles. You have Vegas. You have Catalina. You got Northern California. There's just everything's close. Lots to do. You got great people, great community, great fans, great sports teams. The list goes on and on.
Yeah, I think this is paradise in here. I came here 31 years ago, and like I said, I couldn't speak English. I was blessed. I went surfing in Newport. I didn't tell no one. I said, if I get cut, I tell you what, I got my money worth. So they signed me a three-year deal, and they sent me to San Diego. And I said to them, I said, where is San Diego? That was Jack and Pierre. And he says, down the road on the 5 South. I said, oh, this is great. So I went down there. I came back at 22. And I had the chance to play with Paul Kariya and Timo Solani for a little bit. And after that, I said, this is heaven here. And today, 31 years later, I still think it's paradise, like Mike said. I mean, the weather is unbelievable. When you think about moving, just go spend a week in Detroit in December. It might change your mind.
JF hit it on the head right there. That's the same reason why we're all here, obviously. But it also goes to the people as well. A lot of great people out here. So I think I made some friends in 1 year, and they've been lifelong friends ever since. And we're still spending a lot of time with them to this day. And they were part of the reason why I decided to come back 6-7 years ago.
Nice. This is a quick question right here. Let's just talk through your favorite moment that you can speak to playing for the Mighty Ducks throughout your career here in Anaheim.
I think looking back, I think obviously your first game in the NHL always stands out. For me, it was extra special. The Ducks were in a playoff run, and I ended up getting an assist in the first period, and then I got the game-winning goal in the third period. So that one always, you know, it's right at the top of the list. And then we were fortunate enough in 2002, 2003, we made a pretty good run, made it to the Stanley Cup Finals. Came up a little short in Game 7, but obviously every kid's dream is to make it that far. And so that's probably right up there at the top as well.
Way to go, Mikey. Tell you what, I got great nights, you know, great day here, but one night... I can never forget about it. Last year, I talk about it quite a bit on our 30 years anniversary. It's the Friday 13, you know. It was a lovely night, and I got a chance to score 2 goals in 13 seconds on Friday 13. It's been a while. Nobody came. A couple of people came close, a couple of guys, but nobody beat it yet. So I got to say that was the best night.
Yeah, that's two pretty fast goals, all right. The first season was awful special for us. We were a bunch of mismatched guys from everywhere, and teams didn't want us, and we came here, and there was a collective want to be NHL players, to be proven that we were good enough. And the fact that we won 33 games that year was a huge, I think, a feather in our cap. And I think it gave the organization respect right off the bat. And I think that's one of the things we're most proud of as a group. We were able to come in here and be competitive, literally fighting for a playoff spot right down to the last weekend of the year before we were finally eliminated. So I think for me, that was pretty good. My October 19th, 1993 was pretty good. I had my first NHL hat trick. But besides that, it was the way the team performed the first year and I think made this city proud. We filled the building every night. Fans came out in droves. They maybe didn't know all the rules the first year, but they caught on pretty quick. And I think they enjoyed watching us be competitive when maybe many thought we wouldn't.
Now, you were obviously a part of the early years here for the Ducks franchise. Let's talk through the future. We just did a rebrand. I would love to hear your thoughts on us kind of, you know, going back to a nod of the past. Obviously, we kind of changed up the logo a little bit, you know, the colors and whatnot. But just, yeah, talk through, you know, your thoughts on kind of the new rebrand and how, you know, excited you could be for the future of the franchise here.
You know, I think it's great. For a number of years, it felt like the new ownership kind of wanted to distance themselves from the roots of the Anaheim Mighty Ducks. So it was nice to see them embrace some of that, you know, the history, the original history of the franchise. But I think it's very nice.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, before it was a little distance. Now we're all one team, one group. And I think, you know, Chris is doing a great job, Chris Lomas of the alumni. We tried to start that program a long time ago, and it's hard. It's a hard process. Didn't understand, you know, the whole Mighty Ducks versus Anaheim Ducks. But now, you know, alumni program is great, and I think it's good for the community, for the youth program. We got a lot of guys coaching and be part of the group. So very happy. The color is a little bright. But I get used to it, you know. This year, like, wow, you know, so a little bright.
Well, I see them all out there. I see the eggplant in the old school. I see the new Ducks. Who likes this logo? Come on, this logo. Yeah. You know, this logo was one of the most successful logos ever in NHL history. The first season, I believe it outsold the entire league combined. So the Ducks did, Anaheim, Disney did something right originally. And personally, I didn't mind the other logo, but I love that they brought this one back. I think it's an honor to the past and to the guys who came and helped build this organization from day one.
Man, I feel we're supposed to end at 9:00. I feel like we could go all night here, guys. But I appreciate you guys coming through. I got one more question for you. And that's just tell us about, you know, what you're excited about for the future of Ducks hockey, players that you're excited about now, you know, and just the system overall. And obviously we're still kind of in a real rebuild here, but you know, what are you excited for to see here in the future for the Ducks?
You know, I think there's they got a lot of promising young talent, you know, back on the blue line with Lacombe and some of those guys. And then, you know, with Carlson up front and what Terry's doing is great, and McTavish as well. So, you know, they're pretty stocked. And as these guys develop, they're going to get, you know, a lot more confident. And I think you're going to see a pretty solid team iced here in the future, near future.
Yeah, I'm excited to see a winning team. You know, when the Ducks win, you know, I remember when they won the Cup in 07, you know, I was not part of the team, but everybody's just talking about the Ducks. Hey, how you feel? How you feel? So when the Ducks win, you know, the building is sold out. People talk about it. It's good for everyone. So hopefully you get back to the playoff this year, if not next year. And hopefully you can lift the Cup again. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, the young core of this group is phenomenal. I like the top six. A lot of nice hockey players in there, ones that I think are going to make a big step. Now, you got to remember, they're giving these guys ice time and opportunities, putting them in situations that normally teams that are trying to win Stanley Cups or make playoffs don't do. They're going to lose some games because of it, but they're going to learn under fire. And right now, I think they're learning under fire. I really like the way we're going with the likes of Carlson, McTavish. Of course, Troy Terry's proven himself for a number of years. Cutter Gauthier is going to be an unbelievable player. And then the defense is solid right now. I mean, actually, the addition of Trouba with Gudas back there, they're a little bit mean, and they got some nice puck moving guys. We got great goaltending. I mean, they're just a step away right now, and they show every night, like the game last night against Pittsburgh. I was there watching. That was a dominant win. It was a really, really nice game. They got to find a way to do that 60 times in a season so they can win 45, 50 of them. Then they'll be in the playoffs, and that might come as soon as next year, I think.
Guys, get on up. How about a big round of applause? Terry Yake, Mike Leclerc, J.F. Jump.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.